Atheist Nomads, episode 292. Is Jesus a myth?
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin. Joining me is Lauren.
Hi.
And we have Aaron.
Hello.
And Jason Ward is back with us once again.
Hello, yes. Aaron wasn't enough to carry the podcast. I had to come back.
Yay, Jason.
Oh, I'm so happy that I got him on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Well, you see, Jason is the one that taught me that it's really fun to mess with Aaron.
It is.
Yeah.
Whole new level of humility to be doled out weekly.
You know, it's not just enough that I just share my whole dramatic personal life.
It's not enough when you do it to yourself. You got to have at least two other people doing it to you.
Oh, yeah. Super.
Well, and then when Jason comes on, then that's three against one, I guess.
Yep.
It's okay.
I have taught you well.
And we did just figure out why Kylie ends up being so fussy during recording. She loves grabbing and playing with cables. And when we're recording, there are cables strung all over the place. So she wants them. So we just gave her a bunch of 3-foot XLR cables that aren't connected to anything. And she's having a blast.
Yeah, she is.
Well, we'll see how long this lasts.
I know. Now that you've said something, I think
Jinxed.
She's going to be like,
she's going to figure it out.
Can I get one of those cables too? That looks fun.
Yeah, they're like right fidget there. Spinners.
I'm going to, can fidget I string cables. Three of them together and just fling it around?
And there is a cable being passed over, and
so
Jason,
you can clip it and unclip
there
it.
There we go.
I'm going to turn this into a bolo tie.
Nice.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to dusting off the degree, and we're going to talk about, is Jesus a myth? This also, like the last topic of the contradictions in the Jesus story, fits nicely with the series on the origins of Christianity. And there's basically three viewpoints on this. There is the traditional Christian view, which is Jesus was the magical son of God who performed miracles, died, and rose from the dead.
Then there is,
yeah,
Jesus Copperfield.
Jesus Copperfield. What? Three nights only.
I'm going to make Jerusalem disappear.
Basically, they're the ones that think he's Osiris or Hercules, but real. Then there's the Jesus Seminar, which was a group of Christian biblical scholars who gathered in the late 90s and early 2000s to conduct the search for the historical Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, what was the flaw of their entire project,
the entire premise,
searching for the historical Jesus, not is there a historical Jesus, it's
yeah,
finding what that historical Jesus looked like. They started with the answer that there was one.
Yeah, that's like the Texas sharpshooter, right?
Yeah,
like there's a Jesus, now draw everything around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So then the third hypothesis, which is very much a minority viewpoint, is that Jesus was a myth made up whole cloth, probably by Paul.
Because he was crazy pants.
This is popular in atheist circles. There are also some in atheist circles that are very much against the mythicist hypothesis.
I like that.
Because they view it as being, you know, why are these, it's a minority viewpoint. It's most of the experts all agree that there was a historical Jesus, and so denying it would be the same as denying climate change.
Mm.
The flaw there, the experts are motivated to prove that Jesus existed because the experts are employed by Christian universities for the most part.
Yeah, no.
So did they reveal
climate change? We have data on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody believes that their immortal soul is dependent on anything surrounding climate change.
maybe they should.
Maybe.
Jesus.
You don't know. That's a general sweeping statement. Maybe
know.
Someone that does feel like.
Destroying the world for future generations is a dick move, so maybe that is.
Yeah.
All right, so the...
Got a new religion
this
idea.
Like, I'm not gonna touch that.
But the traditional Christian viewpoint, though, is that it basically... Take all the miracle claims in the Bible at face value and assume they're all real.
Ta-da!
So so much magic.
The Jesus Seminar basically is discount all the miracles in the Bible and figure out what this guy that's described in the Gospels was most likely like. And then the mythicist hypothesis is basically, it's the viewpoint that basically it's all made up because everything starts with Mark. Mark was, you know, basically the stuff we talked about, you know, the origins of Christianity.
Right.
And the major problems with the Gospels. Now, in trying to evaluate these different options, I want to point out how it is really difficult to prove that any historical figure existed, at least before the modern era, because the records are crap, documentation is crap, and most people were lost to history.
Right, and people can just make up stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody.
You can just write stuff down and...
That's true. If we wrote down now that so-and-so was real, then in 2,000 years, who are they to say that so-and-so wasn't real?
Exactly.
Well, it's like, Lauren, your mom with doing genealogy. She not only has to find somebody saying that so-and-so is the son or daughter of so-and-so.
Right.
But then she goes to the step of trying to verify that from multiple sources that those relationship existed and that those people existed.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are people out there, you pay them $6,000 and they'll trace your family back to Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't legit.
No.
Now, when it comes to looking at historical figures, often there's really only one source because a lot of documents have been lost to history. You know, basically, if it wasn't in the desert, it was or continuously copied by scribes, it would have probably been lost because most of what stuff was written on at the time was papyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have humidity levels higher than the deserts of Egypt.
Yeah.
And I specified the deserts because if you're in the Nile Delta, that stuff ain't going to last. Yeah, it's going to rot away.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody thinks all Egypt is sand. We're taking a stand against that.
The Delta is incredibly humid and nothing survived there. 20 to 50 miles out in the desert, humidity levels are a lot lower. Stuff would last quite well. So there's a lot of places where just documentation doesn't last well. There's errors that get written in. There's motivated errors that get written into texts as they copy them.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, that's a real nice way of saying lies.
Yeah, it's like buying a book on evolution.
Motivated errors. That's what I'm going to say next time someone catches me saying something. That was just a motivated error.
It sounds like a Trumpism.
And with...
For those of you who are following along at home, giving a baby cables is a really good way to get a baby to kill themselves. Yeah.
She's figuring it out.
She's not choking herself.
She's avoided choking, but barely.
And she's being closely supervised.
Yeah.
It took me until I was like 8 to figure out how to tie a noose, and she's figuring it out like no time flat.
Because she's smart.
She's a smart baby. All right.
Before like the Magna Carta, there aren't really any original texts. There's copies from usually decades or centuries later. That makes it very difficult to prove that this was actually written, that anything was written at the time that it was, especially if there's only that one copy that survived. So lots of historical figures are difficult to trace down. Now, when you look at the rate of errors that get introduced into text, and if you have a large enough body of them for a particular region, there are schools of scribes, basically, where you can... There's an expected rate of error rate for that area with scribes in that area that's going to be different than in other areas. So like scribes in Alexandria had a much lower error rate than scribes in Byzantium.
How do we know that?
Because of there's enough text copies and manuscripts from these areas that they're able to
compare them directly with each other.
Okay. And they found that there's a lot of stuff you can do like that. It's a whole field of study.
Yes.
Called textual criticism that is really complicated.
I just think it's funny. I don't know.
She just likes to watch you squirm.
Yeah. Well, there's a good way of doing that. Yeah.
There are experts in that field. What?
And so, I don't know. But the main point here, though, is as you get a rate of errors and you can look at the manuscripts, you can date them back to at least a decade that they were probably written in. Mm-hmm. Like with biblical manuscripts, they can date pretty accurately John to about 120 CE.
Hmm.
They can date Mark pretty well to about 70 CE. Luke and Matthew to around 80 or 90. That's pretty solid evidence of that. Now, conservative Christian, quote, scholars go with the traditional views over the academic view on dates. Mm-hmm. So they would put everything much earlier, especially John.
Right. Would they also put people with dinosaurs? I mean,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus on a pterodactyl.
Nobody would put dinosaurs in the Jesus story, but
we don't know
they
that
have.
Yet.
People have.
And if they haven't,
scholars, no scholars would.
Oh, okay. Scholars.
You say that, but then there's going to be some weirdo scholar who comes out. Comes out with something because he's like, this has never been said
before. Because fossils aren't real. So obviously.
Okay, so there are historical figures that there is really good evidence that they did actually exist.
Abraham Lincoln.
Mark Twain.
Well, if we're going to, with recent
Plato,
ones, it's a lot easier.
Aristotle.
Right.
Plato and Aristotle aren't necessarily, and Homer aren't even some of the better examples because they're old enough.
Wah, wah.
Extant texts about them. And
that's why I said them.
Like Julius Caesar and Caesar Augustus.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We can say with a very high
July
degree of certainty
and August.
That, yeah, the people that those months are named after did exist.
I am cracking Aaron up so hard.
This is so funny.
I would put the Caesars in the historical category, as they are definitely historical figures.
Yeah.
Then there are legendary figures where there are texts written about them that we have copies of from not, you know, a couple generations after the person would have lived,
mm-hmm.
a generation or two in some cases. And there's enough evidence that there might have been a person, but it's not necessarily
not the person that we think it is,
but pretty definitely not. That person would not have been how he's described in the text.
Mm.
Good examples would be King Arthur and Robin Hood.
Yeah. King Arthur was a dick.
And then there are mythical figures that nobody thinks there's any chance that there was an actual real person.
Mm-hmm. Like Merlin?
Loch Ness Monster?
That's what I was going to say. Damn it.
I was going to go with
on that person, though.
I was going to go with Hercules. As
Hercules.
Zeus.
No evidence of Zeus, but plenty of evidence of geese trying to have sex with humans.
Fuck geese.
Geese are horrible.
Yeah, they are. They're dicks.
And Zeus would totally be a geese to get his goose on.
So realistically, though, I would put Jesus in the legendary category, not the mythical category. Because the stories written about him are from about a generation later, generation and a half to two to three generations later. So close.
But no cigar.
But not eyewitness accounts written at the time they're happening.
But aren't people always saying that there were eyewitness accounts and that's why Jesus was real?
That is based on the assumption that was written by Matthew the Apostle, and that John was written by John the Revelator / Apostle. When if John was written by the Apostle, then he was over 100 years old when he wrote it.
So you lived a lot longer back then.
In prison? 100-year-old in a Roman prison?
You know,
that's just spewing the crap that I heard growing up. People used to live a lot longer. They lived 900 years. And they were taller.
Yeah.
And okay, so there is also the myth that nobody made it past 30 back then. No. children died all the time. So the average life expectancy in the Roman era was like, it was about 28 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
If you made it to adulthood and you're a man, your chances of making it to 80 were actually pretty high. If you made it to adulthood and you're a woman, you had a pretty high chance of dying in childbirth. But
of course.
So John making it to 80, not particularly unlikely. Making it to 100, pretty unlikely, especially in prison.
I don't know. Maybe they treated him good. Maybe he had a super fruit.
The Romans weren't known for
so many goja berries.
Treating prisoners well.
I know. I'm just trying to.
Ancient prison reform.
Half hour in the exercise yard. Does wonders.
The less biased scholars don't think there are any eyewitness accounts. But all that being said, if we assume that there was actually a church in Jerusalem that started independent of Paul, then I think the chance that they started out following a teacher named Yeshua wasn't particularly low. That was a very common name at the time period because everybody in Israel hated the Romans. So lots of parents named their kids Yeshua, basically Savior. The chance that there was some overlap is decent. But what it really comes down to it, if there was a historical Jesus, he was nothing like what's in the Bible. And the entire argument is ridiculous because historical figures are difficult to prove one way or the other.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's not an argument worth having because if the Jesus Seminar Jesus was real, then that would invalidate all of Christianity anyway. Because a Jesus without the miracles
is not
the Jesus of the Bible.
Ain't no Jesus of mine.
It's time for news.
All right.
Let's do this.
Ahead of the Vatican's long-awaited meeting about how to stop priests getting caught raping children.
Wait, hold on. Quick thing.
Uh-huh.
To help stop priests getting caught?
All they really said, that's my take on it.
Right. Like, hey, let's get into a seminar, let's get into a room, and let's learn how not to get caught.
That's what I really think
really?
Is happening here,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I think it's a lot more about how do we get priests to
how
not
do we get
caught?
People to shut up about it?
How do we make it discreet enough? Shut these kids up.
That hasn't worked for 2,000 years.
Goddamn mouthy
right,
kids.
So before this meeting, the Pope claimed that people who are repeatedly accusing the church of wrongdoing, in other words, people who are repeatedly saying that the Catholic Church is a giant criminal conspiracy that is shuffling pedophiles around the world to keep mm-hmm. them from prosecution mm-hmm. and covering up a culture of abuse and rape. According to the Pope, these are the people who are friends or family of the devil.
Oh, so the devil's bag up.
We're taking this
so
one
we're
step
saying
at a time,
anybody...
Aaron.
You got this.
Are you saying anybody who's accused any Catholic priest
repeatedly,
it's nothing to do with the priest and their actions?
Yeah, it's yep. fake news.
Oh,
you're just a friend of the devil.
Fuck.
Yep.
You're because obviously the devil is bringing this upon your family because you're not.
CNN
a good,
I can just see the devil being like, "Nah, I don't fuck kids. That's all you,
right?"
Yeah. So basically, he went into the start of this telling everybody, shut up.
No, no.
Basically, just shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, everybody.
Hey.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Just talking about shut up.
We finally got Dustin to laugh.
All right. So then they opened the meeting with presenting 21 actions to try to fix the issues.
All right, 21 actions.
Right on. Reminds me of
proactive.
Like, yeah. What was the name? With the 99 tenets that he posted on the
Martin Luther?
Yeah, Martin Luther.
There the we 95 go. Theses.
95 theses. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
The first action, which is really the only important one out of them all, is to write a guidebook on how to address accusations against priests and how to avoid problems in the first place.
Also known as how not to get caught.
How not to get caught, and if...
what or, you know, I did it, what next?
So, how are we going to solve
this?
That's
what I'm claiming.
That sounds like a Dave Matthews song. I did it, what next?
So, with the meeting to solve the problem...
To fix Step all
one
the problems
is figure out how to solve the problem.
Step one is to figure out how do you react to people who are accusing you of a problem.
Right.
Would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
Totally Scooby-Dooed it.
All I can think of is O.J. Simpson's book.
God.
If I did it.
Right. Yes, with the, I feel like this book is, if I did it, winky face. What next?
Now, okay, so the rest of them, they weren't quite as vague, but still, according to victims group, they do nothing to actually address the issue, but they will take everything back 20 years.
Right, that's not a fucking surprise at all. That's not a surprise.
Yeah. And because all of these guys are kid fuckers. All of them are looking to avoid prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're going to tell each other to just, you know, keep it on the down low from
just
now on, guys.
Just be discreet.
Seriously.
Just, you know, make yourself a dungeon
just
in the
go
basement.
Go for the quiet ones.
Groom better.
I'm starting to make myself sick here.
I know. Let's stop.
But they want to go back to the world before the Boston Globe published... the first accounts on how bad this all is.
You know how you do that? You don't fuck kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think God would rather you get married than fuck kids.
No. No, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's worse, apparently.
Well, okay, procreative sex is the least bad sex you can have.
No, but if you were a priest and you were like, peace, I'm going to go marry somebody.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
bad.
Said that's real bad.
Because you have to break your vow of celibacy.
Right.
And I've never had procreative sex. It's always been pretty anti-creative.
Then that's that sad. Is the next least bad.
All right, the next least bad. That's.
But touching yourself is the worst. Don't fucking touch yourself.
No, I do it pretty good.
And that is one of the bad things is in the Catholic view of things. Fucking a child is less bad of a sin than masturbating.
Yikes.
That needs to change.
Yeah.
Like, raping children needs to be on the list of how bad is sex at it's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
It would seem pretty obvious, but...
Let's not just answer that with silence like we're all...
Oh. Sorry, I was messaging someone.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. You got to raise your voice for those who cannot.
I was trying to see if there was anything more recent, like from like today or...
There is.
More recent than today?
How could it be more recent than today? Tomorrow?
Right now.
Oh, right now.
So there was also a cardinal who admitted that they have been actively destroying documents to avoid
that guy
being found out.
Oh, yeah, he's the shred guy.
Yeah.
You always got to have a shred guy.
Yeah.
The whistleblower shredder.
Mm-hmm.
Or you burn them as to send the smoke into the heavens as your prayer of apology for your sin.
Isn't that how they choose a new pope?
There is smoke involved, yeah.
They burn all their sins.
It's the color of the smoke tells everybody if they have picked the new pope or not. And that's when they burn all of the ballots from the vote.
Sure. And a little bit of other stuff.
To make the color, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm saying like they're like, here
chloride.
We go.
Oh, yeah.
All my sins.
Yeah. So the Pope did close out the meeting, calling for an all-out battle against child sex abuse in the church. And he outlined very broad, sweeping goals with no concrete solutions.
What a surprise.
Pope out.
He's off in his Pope mobile.
Peace. But of course, he did have to blame it on the devil, calling priests who abused children, quote, Tools of Satan.
So there's a lot of devil in the Catholic Church, it sounds like. So people who accuse more than once, the devil. Priests who fuck kids, the devil.
Yep.
They should get some more exorcists.
Yeah.
See if that helps.
Yeah. Get out that devil.
Let's exorcise it.
Get on out of here, devil. Get out.
Yes, Dustin is laughing on this one. What's like it?
You just had this great visual of somebody chasing the devil out with a broom.
Shoot, child.
Get out of here.
So what the world is really wanting here from this meeting was
some concrete solutions.
Basically for them to say, when we find out a priest is diddling kids, we'll turn the information over to the authorities.
Yes, that's a great idea.
That's the only thing anybody wanted out of this.
At least hoping that they would say, this is a problem that we have.
That's one step below. They just don't fuck the kids.
They have admitted it's a problem.
Yes. But
it's the devil's fault.
Yes. They won't accept the fact that it's not just priests who were, a few priests that were swayed by the devil. This is like a huge, everybody who's Catholic should be outraged.
Right. The problem isn't the devil.
How can you guys be Catholic right now? God!
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Because the problem isn't the devil. The problem is the system.
Right.
And until the system changes.
Run by a bunch of dudes.
I fucking hate dudes.
Well,
of course, the nuns apparently haven't been much better either.
Yeah, there's some...
I wouldn't be surprised if nuns also... A smaller percentage, but...
Oh, no, they've come out. Yeah. They've
the story's
straight
finally
up
it's a
been
devil,
accused.
Lauren. It's a devil.
The story's finally coming out about how nuns are...
Abusive?
Abusing teenage girls and then forcing them to become... Or coercing them into becoming nuns themselves... So they can continue the abuse.
Sex slaves.
Yeah. But there are also nuns who are basically sex slaves of priests
right,
and bishops.
Right. And then call them out and then get moved around.
Yep. Yep.
And hidden in dungeons. I don't know why I'm
dungeons.
In dungeons.
Jeez.
So much dungeon talk.
We're going to check D&D. Your browser history.
Don't look at my Pornhub searches.
What's with you in shackles anyway?
Also, why is the worst stories... that we hear in the show would make the best Pornhub videos? Nuns cracking down on young girls and turning them into nuns.
Oh, that would be... I mean, let's hope that they also aren't sex trafficked as porn stars. See, there we go. Ruined it. Ruined
yeah.
porn for you.
I do. Well, I hope that every time.
No.
For an example on some of the sweeping goals that the Pope has to solve this...
Mm-hmm. Pope goal?
Is... They're going to figure out how to not recruit new priests that are going to be raping children.
How to avoid recruiting pedophiles.
Right, so how...
Have an 11-year-old receptionist.
So is it like a quiz
for
they
the interview?
Have to take? Like, here you go. Here's a quiz. What answer would you fuck a child? Yes or no?
Yeah, and then...
Well, he said yes, so I guess... Well,
and then they're like, I'm going to have to bring in somebody else to help interview you, and then it's like Chris Hansen. Yes. What are you doing? Like,
what did you think was going to happen?
I see you brought some Smirnoff ice and some balloons.
Why is there an entire case of Manischewitz wine in your trunk?
It's holy. It's all right.
Another sweeping claim or goal is that they will figure out how to stand with the victims.
Mm. But they just said that they were, like, basically possessed by the devil.
No, the victims aren't. Unless
they basically said so.
The victims are of the devil if they don't keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
So if they keep them close, then they won't talk to the media.
Keep your mouth shut, you little Satan's honeypot.
I feel like this is all contradictory stuff. Like,
I really wish kids would just stop trying to seduce the devil.
God, if kids just wouldn't gossip...
Kylie.
I feel like, please, everybody, we don't like... I feel like we also need to be like, I know we're making a lot of jokes right now, but this is a serious issue.
It's how I deal with the horribleness
of reality.
That's how
we deal with the horribleness.
Okay.
Yes.
We do not condone any of this. But yes, this is bad. And we're going to laugh about it.
All right. Ooh. So there is a new bill in the California Assembly, and we generally don't talk about bills just that are introduced, but this one is special.
I'm just a bill.
Yeah. At the state level, there is a lot of crazy and unrealistic stuff that gets introduced that we usually wait till it's at least through committee, if not passed by a legislative body.
Right.
This one is special enough it's worth covering, because this bill would remove the exemptions that clergy have from being mandatory reporters.
Oh, so they'd have to be mandatory reporters.
Yes.
Yes. That's a,
hell yeah.
I mean, that's a good bill.
That is, except for every priest who is a reporter can no longer be a priest. So
because the Catholic Church is calling this out as a direct attack on the church.
No, it's so that you stop fucking kids.
Yeah, it's an attack on the abusers.
And their rationale for that is they view the secrecy of the confessional as among the most sacred things on earth. Mm. And priests are supposed to go to prison or die before they break that vow of silence.
Is this the same thing? I mean, they're not, they don't report people who like murder other people either, right?
Right. Because your confession is...
What else would you murder? Animals, I guess.
I murdered an entire pizza once.
Oh, shit. Does that make me a serial killer?
Oh, man. Yeah, I am too.
Making me hungry, guys. Not.
All right. Lauren's taking Kylie to where there is floor space she can explore that does not have cables all over it.
Bye, Lauren. Come back soon. We'll miss you.
But this bill isn't going to pass in California.
No.
California is one of the most Catholic states in the country.
Fuck.
Oh. Is it?
Uh-huh.
Not New York?
California has a...
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look that up.
It's not quite majority Latino population, but pretty close.
Oh. Ugh, Aaron, you're so racist.
They love their saints.
They do. Yeah. They do. Mm-hmm.
They make wonderful candles. About
yeah,
those candles are really cool. I want one to be made of me someday. That's
do it. That'd be cool. There's another podcast. They do make prayer candles out of all three of the hosts.
Is that what they're called?
Yes, they're prayer candles.
Are there any thoughts candles so they can both be useless together?
Thoughts and prayers candles.
So, but yeah, this bill, if it passed, it would be ignored. And simple.
That sucks.
Because the Catholic Church, this is one of those areas where I don't think they are intentionally using this as an excuse to not have to report priests that are raping children, but it is a convenient excuse to keep out of it. Mm. Because if you need to fess up to your boss that you did something wrong and you need to be moved, you just go and you confess to your boss.
And say, bishop. I'll never do it again.
You say your Hail Marys.
Yep.
And several All Fathers. And
what is a Hail Mary?
Or Our Fathers.
Do you just say
pass?
Hail Mary to yourself? I just
football play.
Is it like a chant?
It's a chant, yeah.
Okay, chant. All right. That's all I needed to know. I just wanted somebody to drop a little knowledge on me. I don't know it all.
You sure act like it.
I can't help that I have confidence.
Now... So this is one reason why there was so much hope that the Catholic Church would actually take serious actions, because they aren't going to be reporting this to the authorities ever.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Snitches get transfers.
They need to...
do a dungeon.
But if they could at least stop transferring priests and firing them instead...
Yeah.
That at least would be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, because it's still... The whole optics of the thing has always been that the Catholic Church is just going to allow whatever as long as they get what they want. That makes them no different than any kind of government.
Mm-hmm. And they actually have the benefit of having a government of a sovereign state.
That's what I was going to say. Don't they have a government?
Vatican City.
Actually, Vatican City is the territory. The government is the Holy See.
in your face.
Don't fucking correct me in front of my friends, Dustin.
Which, interestingly enough, the Holy See literally means the holy chair. It's the Pope's throne.
Oh, this is just fucking Game of Thrones.
Is the government of the Vatican City, the city-state, and also the governing body of the Catholic Church, and the... It is not the Vatican City that has embassies around the world and observer status in the UN and other organizations. It is the Holy See.
So this chair has got like subfamilies just all over the...
The throne has... So the think of it as...
So the throne is like the capital of Vatican City.
More like the throne is the corporation that is both the head of the city and the church.
That's diabolical.
Uh-huh. It is. Okay, so before we get off of this horrible topic, the Houston Chronicle and San Antonio Express News have found 220 pastors, deacons, volunteers, and Sunday school teachers at Southern Baptist churches that have been convicted of sexually abusing church members over the last 20 years.
Cool.
So it's not just one religion. That's crazy.
Who would have thought that putting people in power would cause them to abuse people not in power?
Now, what I want to make clear, this is not the 380 who had credible accusations leveled against them by more than 70 victims. This is not the more than 250 that have faced criminal charges. This is the 220 people with power in the Southern Baptist Church who have been convicted in a court of law by a jury of their peers of using that power for sex with adults and children as young as three.
Oh, what?
What?
As young as three?
Ew.
Isn't that weird? Like, I have a hard time. Like, I have a one-year-old, and I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, there's that priest here.
But it happens, and... Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
That priest who was trying to buy the baby.
Typical people can't comprehend it.
Typical people.
Yeah.
We're normal because we're disgusted.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's unfathomable. That's why it's so easy to let it slip away from your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a pastor, Southern Baptist pastor in Oklahoma City, who's been calling for the Southern Baptist Church to do something about this, to take it seriously and to be more transparent about it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only have they refused, but they have been rather unhappy with him about asking for that. So he's pretty happy that the media went ahead and took care of it.
Good old media.
Fake media.
And it is also worth noting, this is... 220 that they found.
Ugh.
That doesn't...
Kylie's trying to show her Elmo coloring book to Dustin's face now by smacking it repeatedly into him.
Look at my card, Daddy.
They did the best they could to be all-encompassing, but they probably missed a few.
Right. Just a few.
You know, you can't catch every pedophile. Sorry, Chris Hansen.
He's made that his life mission, though.
Yeah. He's going to get every one of them. Got to catch them all.
Oh, God. Pedo-mon.
I wonder if you could, like, make a game out of that. An app.
An app?
A walking app. Like,
there you go.
A pedophile approaches command. What are you doing? This is B-roll, right?
This is total B-roll.
This is all on the unedited.
Isn't it funny that we reserve the B-roll for the people who give us money?
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Backwards.
Yeah, that's the best roll, you B-rolls.
Yep.
But yeah, people who think this is just a Catholic problem, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a Jewish problem.
Orthodox Judaism, in particular, the ultra-Orthodox groups as well. Baptists have this issue. Their numerous conferences in the Adventist Church have gone bankrupt or been very close to it.
I'm sure
because of lawsuits like this.
Evangelicals. I mean, I'll echo what Lauren said earlier. It's men in power.
Mm-hmm.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Who also have control and I'm sure are very good about being like, no, if you say something, or this is all God's plan, or blah, 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 you know?
If you say something, your parents are going to go to hell.
Yeah.
A beginner's guide to horse shit, the Catholic mm-hmm. priest training guide.
For all religions. Ew.
Chapter one. You really can't emphasize more that God works in mysterious ways.
So the Trump administration is going to be doing a big, bold push to decriminalize homosexuality around the world.
Does he know that?
He does now.
He found out when a reporter asked him about it, and he was like,
what?
Say what?
Say what? Say what?
Wait, what? Was he like, Scooby-Doo? Can you do Scooby-Doo?
Ruh-roh.
The sad thing is I could
like,
totally
hey, man.
last week I was Shaggy, and this week Jason's Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
But it's been amazing watching the headlines with this, because the first story breaks that the administration is going to be working to decriminalize homosexuality around the world. What? Next headline was Jared Kushner saying he has full faith in the ambassador who's talking about this, who is the U.S. ambassador to Germany. He's the highest ranking gay man in the Trump administration.
So what do you think Pence is doing?
Not knowing about this.
Yeah, right. They're like, no,
sweating.
No, no, yeah. No, no,
and
no.
Lashing himself in private.
Right. Masturbating to a Bible.
No, Vice President Pence, you don't need to go into that room right now. Don't watch that TV station. We're all good.
The next headlines were about evangelical blowhards, like Rick Wiles blaming it on the Jews.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, it sounded like Jared Kushner. No, actually, it wasn't Jared Kushner that was giving the ambassador kudos. It was Don Jr.
Don J.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then
I'm Eric.
I'm surprised they're not blaming it on Obama right now.
The one that everybody forgets his name.
Oh, gosh. Like, not SNL. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Here, buddy, you just play with that now.
I love it.
And then, the final headline was a reporter actually asking Trump about it at a press conference.
I just could see his face like,
I don't like it when they use the words. I don't really know what they mean.
Right. His little butthole mouth all puckered. Mm.
Ever seen like a cat's drawn around that?
I did see that the other day.
So nasty.
So nasty.
Nasty.
Oh, good times.
Hashtag everybody fuck Trump.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be hashtag cat anus, but
that too. Gross.
Okay, so the
I don't wanna fuck Trump. Yeah.
Okay, so the reporter said, Mr. President, on your push to decriminalize homosexuality, or are you going to do that, and why? Trump's response was, say it.
Say it.
What? Say it.
Say it?
Say it.
Like, say it
name,
over it
bitch.
Again? Like, what do you say?
Just say it. The reporter then responded with, your push to decriminalize homosexuality around the world. Trump followed up with, I don't know what report you're talking about. We have many reports.
I don't know which one you mean. We have so many.
So many
words. We have so many reports.
You know that this was an entrapment, because the guy said, so about this thing that you're doing, are you going to do it?
Well, because it was uncharacteristically humane.
Right. That and yeah, everybody knew that. I was like, oh, this must have been an Obama thing that had started that he obviously is not aware of. So let's bring it up. See his
reaction.
Is that a New York way of saying, like, please repeat yourself?
I know that I've
like
say
bigly
it.
Is a New York thing.
Like what?
Bigly.
What's bigly?
If you want to describe something as huge, you also can describe it as bigly.
Really?
Never heard
in
of
New
that.
York.
Huh.
New York City proper. New York. That's New York City talk.
Huh.
I have a following that needs to be shared too.
All right. Okay, so what happened next?
Oh, I don't know.
Blowback. And he's just lots
just
of
him.
People
going,
what?
I wish I could see the video, because he probably had this very blank stare on his face like, what?
I'm sure this isn't going to go anywhere because
no. What?
Trump and Pence outrank Ambassador Richard Grenell. So Japan has been going through the worst measles outbreak they've had in at least a decade.
What?
Ooh, I thought Japan was smarter than us.
No, it's a religious group.
What? Spoilers.
So they've had up to 167 cases over the first 6 weeks of 2019. And they have tracked down where the worst hit region is in the Mie prefecture, which has people wondering if it's Kyushu Shinkoyo, a religious group that is anti-modern medicine and inherently anti-vaccination. Because they've had a lot of the measles cases in their group. And so this group got enough attention that they are apologizing for their involvement in the outbreak and saying that they will be starting to encourage their members to get vaccinated against dangerous communicable diseases.
Okay, yeah. So even the dumb ones are smarter than us.
Well,
because they owned up to it and then changed course to help prevent future outbreaks. That's great.
Yeah.
That is the responsible adult thing to do.
Yeah, don't be an anti-vaxxer. I was watching The Masked Singer with the kids, and then Jenny McCarthy is one of the judges. And I boo like that every time. And the kids are like, why? I'm like, because she's terrible.
Mm.
Now, I would suspect this group is probably a pretty crazy cult because they're an offshoot from the Church of World Messianity.
Hmm.
Yeah, those guys.
Right.
That sounds like a church
split
that
off
Trump
in the 1970s, and most religious groups that split off in the 1970s from something with any church with the word world in it, probably a cult.
Yeah.
They also have a branch in New York. YouTube has been getting a lot of flack for advertisements showing up on videos. Mm. Most recently around, well, there are quite a few advertisers that pulled out over some pedophile channels. But there was also have also been some that are pretty unhappy about their ads going with anti-vax videos.
I would be.
Right. Wouldn't it be funny if they had like a vaccination commercial?
Playing on the anti-vax videos?
Exactly.
Well, apparently the way it works out is if you do a search on YouTube for vaccine safety, your first result is going to be something from some kind of a medical institution with actual information. And the next video up is going to be anti-vax bullshit.
And all the rest of the videos for the whole page, because that's the stuff that gets the most clicks.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have it set to just autoplay, you get the good information, and then you get all the conspiracy bullshit. And YouTube had been flagging informational, you know, putting these informational boxes underneath the video with accurate information and links to Wikipedia.
Nice.
They had just been doing that for videos about MMR. Now they are broadening it to include any videos about vaccines. And they are now working to demonetize all anti-vax videos.
Good.
Because making money by spreading misinformation is the government's job.
Good point.
Contentious.
I know, I'm such a bitch.
Look at me.
Go YouTube. Yeah, don't monetize that horse shit. Monetize the atheist nomads. A picture of mountains while the podcast plays.
Our channel is not actually big enough for that to be monetizable.
Right.
I know, but we want to make it.
That's what Patreon is.
I just have faith
that someday.
That someday this show will be the biggest. You guys are going to topple the Skeptics Guide.
Doubtful.
Dustin, pause. Pause, look.
No.
I feel like there was one ounce of you that was like, Maybe.
Possibly, no. But we wouldn't be involved in it anymore. Yeah.
No, there
nobody
is no maybe.
Can beat
no.
Steve Novella.
No maybe at all.
Hey, you got to shoot for the sky and then hope that you get there.
Now, what's been interesting, though, is...
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to put that on an inspirational poster. Shoot for the sky and hope you get there. Jesus Christ.
The dumbest thing ever.
Shoot the sky and it'll fall down at your feet dead.
Oh, no.
But we have... We have in the past had two people from the Skeptic's Guide on at various times.
I know.
And both Jay and Evan mentioned that they were on our show and had a fun time on the Skeptic's. They talked about it on the Skeptic's Guide.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And those episodes got basically double the normal downloads.
Nice.
From just that mention.
I need to figure out how to get bigger comedians on here.
Excuse me.
I look straight at Jason too, which
yes,
makes me laugh.
You cheeky.
So for some good news, a crowd in Tehran stopped several morality police vans and freed the women that were being held in the vans that were on their way to being hauled off to jail that had been arrested for not being sufficiently covered up.
So they like rescued them.
Mass crowds
Sweet.
Rescued these women
nice.
From the cops.
Way to go.
One of the vans literally had its door pulled off.
Oh, wow. That's a...
That's cool.
That's a power clinch.
That is some serious rescue move.
Yeah. A power clinch?
What the fuck is that?
That's what happens to men whenever you mention a prostate exam.
Is that what? Oh, yeah. I was like, wait. Woo.
Not everybody.
That was a good
one. Is afraid
one
of those appointments. I'll just let you know that.
Power clinch. I mean, some people like their milk.
Some people like a little milking of the prostate.
There we go. Thank you.
No, yeah, I'm
there
not you talking. Go. Yeah, but we're not talking about once you get there. We're just talking about, you know.
An unsolicited prostate
glove,
touch?
The glove snap.
We don't have any feedback in the last week, but I kind of expect that after this week we will.
I hope so. Also, I feel like we should start putting out the fact that we will be recording live for our 300th episode.
Uh-huh.
And we would love to have some questions or topics to talk about because we will be podcasting for 5 hours straight.
Yep.
So, yeah. And Jason is going
what
to come and join
kind
us for an hour.
Great guests will you be having?
As I say it, Jason will be one of our guests. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And it'll actually be the three of us, because Lauren gets a break.
Oh, nice. She deserves a break.
Yes. And they decided that you and I needed to be together because...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have such great chemistry.
Do we, though?
Yeah, she doesn't think so.
It's like my big brother over here. Wait, are you my age? You're older
I
than me.
I don't know how old I am.
You're older than me.
Big I brother. Experience my world line all at once, so I can't tell you what age I am in any individual instance.
Stop trying to smart it up, dude.
But April 20, right?
Yeah, we will be recording April 20 because...
Whoa, 420.
Out, oh, did not even realize that. Because the 21st is Easter, which another one of our guests pointed
right.
out.
April 20, if you live in a state where marijuana is legal...
which is not Idaho.
Get high and watch us.
Yes, and listen
I'm
to
sure
us.
It'll make it more...
enjoyable?
Tolerable.
Hey.
5 hours straight is rough. No, it's going to be a right. blast. It's always fun when we do the long ones.
Yeah. But we need your help.
Never done it with a baby before.
I know,
though.
But we do need your help because I mean
we need listeners.
Well,
is this
not
a call
that
for
it's
action?
Just like you know, 5 hours. We need topics. Yeah.
Do you have questions that you've always wanted to ask?
When you go that long
personal
and do it live, it really helps having. Live interaction.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the most enjoyable thing about it all.
I mean, we could sit here 5 hours straight and I could air out my dirty laundry.
Did you like my ideas for the photo?
Yeah.
Because for doing that,
yeah.
I thought that was cute.
We'll see.
So for how it's going to work out, We are hopefully going to be doing video.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done it with more than two people locally before, so it's going to be a little bit different technologically, and I need to play around with the technology to find out.
Oh, you're gonna live film it?
Mm-hmm.
It will probably be video.
Yeah.
Great. So I guess I'll do my makeup first.
Do your makeup. Or and
your what the XLR hell am I supposed to do?
I've got my boob out 75% of the time.
I thought we were going to make it the angle so that you could sit right here and then get up. So.
Oh, so I won't even be in the shot?
Well, no,
you'll be like Roz on Frasier.
Damn it.
I could, if you want, I could set up a scene that blacks out you below the ba-doop, neck. Ba-doop.
Like a little, like a circle.
A censor.
Censored.
Yep. And then I like it, how he's like, I'll set a scene for you.
It says that's censored for in all but the censored except for patrons who pay $50 or more a month.
Well, you know, you offered up anything for patrons.
No, we didn't.
Yes, she did.
I offered you up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Wait, you're offered up?
Yep.
Yes, that was the first thing. She's like, she'll do anything. And I was like, whoop.
All right, so tell me about the outpouring of new patrons that came right after that.
Actually,
we did get
yeah, yeah.
But no one has requested anything crazy, so... And I think I said, I won't do everything.
All right, easy there, Meatloaf.
Ooh, Meatloaf sounds good.
Oh, man.
I would do anything
a Meatloaf pizza?
For Meatloaf.
Ew.
No, see, oh, it'd be good.
Like
it'd
a meatball like, pizza would be good.
It would
good.
Be like a cheeseburger pizza, but with a little extra sauce.
Or like a lasagna made out of meatballs. You'd call it a balsagna.
Now we're just getting crazy. We're just getting so goofy.
So, yeah.
Balls on you. Balls on you.
He's going to rein it in. Dustin's like, let's rein this.
Dude, no, that was freaking awesome. Was it? Did you mean that to be like balls on you?
I mean,
you?
He's
yeah,
like, balls
I did.
On you.
Yep. That was all planned.
Oh, man. That's why you're the comedian.
I fooled them all again.
And I'm the lady that laughs way too loud in the back.
So
well,
we'll
have some.
We'll see how the technology ends up working out. If video doesn't work, then it'll just be live audio. We'll see. And if you want to support us, you can check out how at atheistnomads.com/donate. That'll tell you how you can become a patron or support us on PayPal on a one-time basis or more frequently than that.
Right. You can also support by following us on Instagram and Twitter and liking us on Facebook.
Don't forget to use coupon code Balsanya for an additional 10% off.
Oh my God, how would you even spell it?
Terms and conditions may apply, not available on PayPal or Patreon.
B-A-L-L-S-A-G-N-A.
Like Bologna.
No, like lasagna.
Yes, but also like Bologna.
Blogna.
No,
all right.
Like,
well, that
creative difference.
Creative difference.
That is it for our regular.
Why we can't work.
Wraps
together.
Up the regular show.
Yeah. Now it's time for Atheist Nomads After Dark.
Jason, thank you for joining us.
Thanks you for having me.
Thank
Aaron,
you.
Wait, and Lauren, thank you both.
Yes.
And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost. Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.